Hey, God bless you guys. It's me, Crystal for Jesus, back with another video. I pray you're having a blessed and an awesome and wonderful day in the Lord Jesus. So y'all, today I have for you a post-rapture dream that this brother sent me. So thank you very much for sending that to me, brother. And I want y'all to know that these end times dreams and visions that we are receiving are in the Word of God. And it's in Acts 2:17. It says, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above, signs on the earth below, blood and fire, clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark, and the moon will turn to blood red before that great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." So, in the last days, we are going to have dreams and visions, which is exactly what we are having right now. And we are having the solar eclipses, and we are having the moon turn to blood red, and we have all of the distress and disease and everything else you could possibly imagine. This is in the Word of God. This prophecy is coming to pass right now. And so we're going to go ahead and watch a quick clip of this brother's dream that he had and what he experienced. Know that the Lord is speaking to so many of us, so we have to really focus and pay attention. So let's go ahead and get into it.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Uplifting Joe. A long story short, it was after the rapture happened, and I was kind of in a dilapidated area, and I was walking up to a burn barrel, you know, like a oil drum, so to speak. And I walked up to this oil drum, and there were two people there that looked kind of dilapidated and run down. And I walked up to them, and I wasn't in my own perspective, like I wasn't in my eyes looking at the burn barrel. I was in a camera, you know, back here, kind of just looking towards the burn barrel. And then I watched me walk to the burn barrel and talk to these homeless people. Now, I couldn't hear what I was saying or what they were saying back to me, the two guys at the burn barrel. But I knew in my dream that I was talking to them about Jesus, right? So I talked to him for a little bit, and it seemed like there was just a faint glow, just ever so slightly a faint glow about me in this overly kind of run-down area. The homeless people had, like, it looks like olive drab overcoats on. They had gloves, right, that had the fingers cut off. They had, like, watchman caps, but looked pretty rugged. Post-rapture kind of ruined economy, apocalyptic vibe going on. And then I started to walk away. I started walking away from the camera, which was still the camera's here, focused at the burn barrel, and I'm walking past the burn barrel, kind of out to the distance. And a third guy walks up from camera left and toward the burn barrel, and he talks to the guys, and he said, "Hey, who was that guy?" And they said, "Man, that was Uplifting Joe." And this guy, this third guy, kind of had a gray overcoat. Looked a little cleaner, generally. Everything about him just kind of looked a little neater. And he said, "Uplifting Joe, was he talking to you about Jesus?" And then the two guys said, "Yeah." He said, "I've heard about that guy." And that was kind of that dream. I had that exact same dream about 3 weeks later. Identical dream, which is why I'm doing this today, because I had that same dream twice.
Okay, brother. I have to say that having a dream that you have twice and it being exactly the same is something that I have also experienced. And I knew it was from the Lord, and wasn't about the rapture, but it was literally about, like, my grandma. I'm just trying to keep it short. It was basically that I called my mom in my dream. I'm like, "Mom, I had a dream that I was supposed to go see grandma, and I didn't go see her, and she died, Mom, and she died, right?" I had that dream, and then I had it again, like, the next day. I had the same dream, exactly the same dream. Mom, grandma died and I didn't go and see her. And I had a dream that I was supposed to go see her and I didn't. And she died. Like, okay, go see your grandma, go visit your grandma. Come on. It's like you're having this experience where the Lord is coming, right? Or the rapture had already happened and you're preaching the gospel. That is the same exact thing that I experience and that others have experienced in their left behind dreams as well. Because in my left behind dream, I was literally screaming, the rapture happened. Jesus came and took his people. This was the rapture. And then I saw people going into buildings, rundown buildings, hiding. We were hiding. We were all homeless at that point because you couldn't, it wasn't safe to go back to your house. So all these people had homes. They are now homeless. Everybody's homeless now because it's not safe to go back to your home unless you want to take the mark of the beast, you know? You want to get your head chopped off. I was preaching the gospel to people who were entering into this building. I was just hanging around there. People would come and go. I was staying there and I was preaching to people that would come by and I would tell them about Jesus. What a beautiful thing. I think this is also a message for you to be known by people about that you're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ right now. Be known by people. Oh, is that so and so? That person that told you about Jesus? That is a very good thing. For people to remember your name because you were someone who was always, always, always talking about Jesus. Amen. It's not going to be a fun time. It's going to be a very troubled time. I mean, can you imagine being dirty, living out in the wilderness, standing by the fire? The economy is crashing or has crashed. The rapture happened. There is no hope left. There's no light in the world except for those who are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. They are the light of the world. Amen. That's another scripture. It says that you are the light of the world. We can go to that. It's in Matthew. I think it's around chapter 5 or chapter 7. Be the light. There we go. Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor or its savor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Yes, I love it so much. Uplifting Joe, you shine your light for the Lord Jesus. Shine your light, Uplifting Joe. Be uplifting in the world. Be that light for Jesus. Amen. Right now, we all have to be doing that in Jesus' name. And we are going to do that, y'all. We are going to be those who are preaching the word of God and are getting out there and sharing Jesus to everybody. You guys are getting the rewards, okay? You are getting the rewards for making your video and for sharing your dream. Jesus sees that work you are doing. There's something else I want to say, y'all. And if you guys want to watch the rest of his video, I will leave it in the description box. The next dream he goes into is more of kind of like demonic attack and the devil out to get us. So if you guys want to watch that, you can go ahead and do that. But for the sake of time and to stay on topic, we're going to, keep that video there. So, thank you so much, brother. I really appreciate you. And honestly, God appreciates you. And He is so proud of you for coming on and sharing your dream. It's really being obedient to the Lord is the only thing that matters on this earth. It's literally the only thing. It is literally the only reason why I am here right now, preaching and spreading the love of God and the word of God and trying to feed our brothers and sisters. Amen. So, job good, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear. Amen. It doesn't matter how silly we look. I get those comments every once in a while of people just talking about wearing the ears. If I was to pull these off, just because people were saying like, oh, I can't take you seriously if you're wearing those. How could you be wearing those? They look like horns. People think of like bunnies or, you know, lustful things or whatever. The Lord made cats Cats are not demonic. These are cat ears, by the way, y'all. And the only reason why I got these is because they were cute. And I needed a really good headset to do these videos. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. It matters where your heart is with the Lord. And Jesus said that unless you become as a little children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. I do this for Jesus, and Jesus is the only person that matters to me, and he's the only reason why I am on this channel right now. And I'm not going to stop being me and stop loving the things that I love, you know, just so that you would take me seriously. The message is serious. I am serious. And just because I got these on my head doesn't mean that I'm not serious. It doesn't matter how you come. It matters that you are obeying the Lord Jesus. And God, he's not taking favorites. Remember when he said that, like, this guy comes into your church and he's dressed really nice, and so you give him one of the good seats, and then someone else comes in who's dirty, and you tell them, oh yeah, just sit over there on the floor. You can sit in the back. You're showing favoritism because of the way someone is dressed and the way that they look. God is not. He's looking at the heart within. He's looking at, does this person love me? Does he care about me? Does he want to follow me? Jesus is looking at those who want him. Jesus is looking at those who want to serve him and love him and do everything for him. Amen. So with that being said, I love you guys so much. I hope that this blessed you, and I hope that you are being encouraged and coming to the realization, to the knowledge of the truth that Jesus is real and he is coming soon and he loves us every shape and form that we come in. So if you made it to the end, please leave below in the comments, be the light. Be the light for Jesus. And I love you. I'll see you guys again soon in the next one. Bye.